Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Clarity.
We have to follow the facts where it may lead.
Credibility.
News of the day.
What we want is the facts.
And conversation.
What everyone should be talking about, what you're talking about.
Hear about it first.
We made history.
Talk about it now. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Happy Thursday. Good morning. Greg, I'm a little stressed.
Really? Why?
Well, you know, trying to weed myself off the Ambien, and I found a great way to do it.
Yeah.
And it was so awesome, but
yeah.
My technique is going to go away too.
So what's it doing? Or what
well,
are you, what
I would
are you
use a recorded speech by Joe Biden to help me sleep instead of using, you know, prescribed drug like Ambien.
Okay, I get that. That'd knock you out.
But he gave his farewell speech, and I mean, look, don't get me wrong, I slept like a baby, but
yeah,
it's his farewell speech. I guess I could play one of his old ones over and over again.
I mean, you'd really never notice the difference anyway.
Well, there's Angry Joe, and that's not going to help me sleep. So
no, you
got to use
need
the kind of
Sleepy Joe.
And with a little when he slips reserved a couple words, you know.
Wow, that's an actual quote, by the way.
Well,
actual quote.
Because I do have a little hearing issue, perhaps. So I'll put the closed caption on a lot of stuff.
Okay.
Well, I want to. If I miss something, at least I can read it.
Yeah.
I was watching Joe Biden.
Oh man.
It doesn't follow him.
it can't do it.
It either gets words wrong, which he's saying them wrong anyway. That's part of it. But
there'll
be like blank spaces. Like there must be, I don't know how it works. Like the algorithm is like, look, we're only going to take a couple of guesses. And after that, we're just not going to put anything in there.
It's like the program's going, what the heck did he just say?
Exactly.
It's the program itself.
The program has its own artificial intelligence that says, you know, does not compute. This is not what he said. It's like, it is.
Makes no sense whatsoever.
Yes, it is. Just phonically spell it out for us.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to.
I love somebody's, and they are a Sky listener, but I won't mention their name. I loved their Facebook post. It just said, oh, my God, how long is it taking him to say goodbye?
Exactly.
It's like, just go away.
That's what I was saying. I wrote down here, you know, farewell speech. I'm like, adios, muchacho.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Don't let the door hit you on the way out. It is, by the way, 7:09, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. And it's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Top story is supposed to be ceasefire. We're going to do prisoner exchange. You know, this is in the Middle East, obviously, Hamas, Israel, but it looks like that is on hold at least temporarily because, well, Netanyahu's accusing Hamas of trying to back out of the deal. They're trying to extort last-minute concessions.
Mm.
And, look, Israel, they've been put in a, obviously, since October the 7th, put in a terrible position in many ways. And it's just like the Biden administration wants to take credit for these things, but they actually were the ones that was attempting, they were attempting to stop Netanyahu at every turn, And the only thing that really got things moving actually was Trump, and not just the threat that Trump had mentioned. He actually sent an envoy over there who'd worked with some of these factions before. So he gave it all some added credibility, but also, you know, a little stick to go with that carrot.
Right.
Yeah. So we'll see if they can't iron this thing out. And that clearly is the hope at this point. All right. Some of your other top stories. Pam Bondi. And she had to face some of these Senate Democrats who are just beyond nasty.
Mm-hmm.
But, if you saw the Pete Hegseth thing, it wasn't as bad as that. It wasn't. And
they weren't screeching at her the way the women were screeching at him. Now, they weren't nice necessarily.
No, and it isn't. Well, listen to this. This is talking about the DOJ in general. Cut number
one. They went after him, actually starting back in
16. They targeted his campaign. They have launched countless investigations against him. That will not be the case if I am Attorney General. I will not politicize that office.
Good.
They opened the door by using the term weaponization of the DOJ, which was a perfect opportunity for Florida's former Attorney General, Pam Bondi, our own Pammy Jo, go Gators. She took that opportunity to that open door and jumped right into it and said, yeah, basically, oh, you mean the way it was used against Trump? And they, you know, they didn't have a chance to, like, talk over her or, you know, stop her before she got it out. But really, if you're having an honest conversation, and I know that's rare in D.C., especially coming from the left, but they know what they had. They know what was going on. Yes. Basically, you know, they said, look, the end justifies the means. Of course we know it's wrong, but Trump is so bad and so evil. And, you know, we it's hard enough for us to give up power, but to give up power to a guy that we really hate, it's just really, we're really butt sore. I guess is what it boils down to. And then she also talked about, you know, how she's going to deal with the border.
There are criminals throughout our country, and it is my commitment to you on both sides of the aisle that I will do everything in my power with the agencies that fall under me, if I am confirmed, to make America safe again.
I like that.
Yeah. And in the news today, a migrant shelter just outside of Boston, they busted a guy from the Dominican Republic who was staying in this state-sponsored migrant shelter, and he had $1 million worth of fentanyl and a bunch of guns.
Amazing, huh?
Yes. So, I mean, when Pam Bondi tells you about, you know, crime and how it relates to the border, she knows what she's talking about.
Yep.
And then she gets into it with that slimy son of a gun, that shifty shift, and listen to them going back and forth.
I'm not here to do your homework and study for you. Senator, no one
Islam,
has asked me to investigate Liz Cheney. That is a hypothetical.
President has called for it publicly. You are aware of that, aren't you?
No one has asked me to investigate.
But the president
Liz,
has
we're
called,
also
the
worried about Liz Cheney,
the president
Senator.
Has
you know
called
what we should
this,
be worried about?
Ms. Bondi, please answer my questions.
The crime rate in California right now
you
is
are
through
aware,
the roof.
Ms. Bondi,
your
my,
robberies
Ms. Bondi,
are 87%
question,
higher than the national average.
My question
average.
Is this.
That's what I
my
want to be focused on, Senator.
Do you have the power to say no to the president?
General. Senator, what I can tell you is I will never play politics. You're trying to engage me in a gotcha. Mm-hmm. I
no,
won't
just
do
ask
it.
You a simple
I
question
won't play
if you can speak truth
with any ongoing
to power. So let me
truth
to power.
Like you did leaking me, your colleague you Devin Nunes' memo.
Here's your truth to power. So you're the power, Adam Schiff. You're a senator from California. So the people, if they're speaking truth to power, do you really think your constituents are all worried about whether or not Liz Cheney gets in trouble for something? Really? While the crime rates in their state go through the roof, where there's fires ravaging whole neighborhoods and consuming and destroying these areas, while the border has been flooded with illegals and criminals and people that were let out of prisons and all that, you really think that even a small percentage of your constituents give a rat's backside about Liz Cheney? You're worried about Liz Cheney? Hey, I mean, the guy reaches new levels of, you know, how he has the ability to trigger me to a greater level of disgust.
Yes.
I mean, every time, I mean, how much can I throw up in my own mouth talking about that guy?
Oh, my goodness.
He's gross. Anyway, FDA banning red. What? This is an anti-Republican smear campaign. What's wrong with red?
We went red. Come on.
Actually, it's a food dye.
Oh, that stuff.
Yeah. And there's no real need for it per se, so get rid of it.
Yeah,
that's causing cancer in rats.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of things that cause cancer in rats cause cancer in people.
There could that's be some linkage there.
Yes.
It is 7:15. Time for What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those, but call in, air it out, get it off your chest, whatever is bugging you. 877-975-9825. What's Bugging You is next on 97.3 The Sky.
This is a time for war.
The rising threat of terrorism.
With so much to talk about.
Migrants from China, Russia, Iran.
Raise the threat of an attack against Americans.
There's a lot that fires you up.
This is real. Real.
Now, time to air it out. What's bugging you?
Disrupt and degrade.
97.3 The Sky.
Good morning, my friends. Here we are. Happy Thursday. Wet on area roadways. I'm taking your job, Greg.
Yeah,
it's
a little
wet on area roadways. You do care.
Turn on your lights, people.
Thank you. That would be
thank you.
Recommended
uh-huh.
for sure.
I just made one of our unnamed Alachua Sheriff's deputies very happy by saying
that. Oh, okay.
It's a peeve of his, too.
I thought you were giving people an example of what's bugging you.
Well, it is.
And it's a fine example, sir,
yes.
And we have used it multiple times, and yet still the peeps don't always listen.
Yeah.
But it is time now. For What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. I know you won't be one of those, but you can call in and air it out, whatever it is. Little thing bugging you or big thing. Doesn't matter. Or anything in between.
There you go.
877-975-9825. Good morning, Hugh. What's bugging you?
I think the new administration needs to look into all the decisions Biden has made since he was deemed incompetent to understand the crimes he committed with the presidential records, and it was decided he couldn't understand the charges.
Yeah, remember he was an aging or he's an elderly man with a memory issue,
yes.
Basically.
So maybe he doesn't remember that he did anything wrong, Bob.
Here's the two school of thoughts. And by the way, here's our number to call in for what's bugging you. 877-975-9825. Here's the thing. How often and how far back do we want to go looking backward when Trump wants to move us forward? The other side of that coin is, if we don't punish people and their bad behavior, you can expect more of it. It might not happen under the Trump presidency, but down the road, these bad actors or the same ilk will, do bad things again. So at what point do we say enough's enough? Yes, he's an old man. We hate the idea of having to punish him, but you know what? He's got to be held accountable for his actions. So it's two sides of a coin to some extent, I guess. Let's go to Phil. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me? I heard a poem called "The Ode to a Common Soldier," and just realized, when Joe Biden dies, he's going to get a state funeral and a Medal of Honor recipient or anybody who's served. All they get is a flag and a plot of land in a national cemetery. And also, talking with the previous caller, if a guy has dementia, he can't sign a legal contract. And if Biden is proven to have dementia, everything he wrote out or endorsed should be thrown out the window, and that's what's bugging me.
That's a great point. Now, executive orders would be the most direct example of that,
right. Mm-hmm.
And that would be interesting. But I think that the Trump folks are ready to roll back all of those,
right,
or as many as they can, for sure.
And at this point, you're going to prove he has dementia. I mean, you're going to go down that road. He's on his way out, thank the good Lord. They will accomplish what they need to do in a way that actually will work now. So.
Yeah, but again, that when powerful people go unpunished, other powerful people continue to act out or act out. Let's go to Yuri. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Good morning. What's bugging me, Bob, is I'm Lebanese. And we mustered in this last election close to 90% of the Arab votes for Mr. President. Yet, our friends across the border could not muster 45% of their vote. And we are called the terrorists. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I don't think if you're from Lebanon, you're a terrorist, although that, that's where, not Hamas, but Hezbollah kind of calls their home.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, no, I, I don't know. Well, everybody then, I've ever met from Lebanon,
yeah,
were pretty darn good people.
So a friend of mine, he used to be a car salesman decades ago, and he actually has owned a jewelry store most of his entire adult life. And we used to joke all the time because he's Lebanese. He goes, "Oh, dude, we taught the Jews how to wheel and deal." I mean, that's,
really?
Yes, he takes credit for that. So I don't know. That's what he told me.
That's a skill set.
Hey.
All right.
Get some on by.
877-975-9825. Last chance. Let's go to Vita. What's bugging you? Vita.
What's bugging me is I'm on an antenna, but I cannot get Channel 20, ABC, or any of its affiliates. When I turned it on, it keeps saying no signal. And that's the only place I can get weather and what's going on locally. And I wish that they would do something to get it fixed for those people who aren't on cable.
Do you have a digital antenna?
Yes.
Oh, because that would have been my answer, that they're not broadcasting on the bandwidth they used to, that it's just a digital signal, which you'd have to get a new. They warned about that a while ago.
Yes.
And then what were you going to say, Greg?
Well, here's the deal with it. The digital signals are not as strong as the old signals we used to have. So you've got that little flat digital antenna that's sitting probably on the table next to your TV. Time to time, day to day, depending on the atmosphere and everything else, you've got to move that around. And you're right, the channels that are associated with them, the affiliated channels you mentioned, they're all kind of in a little package frequency-wise, and that's why if you don't get one, you won't get the others either. But try moving that antenna, maybe just raise it a little bit, scoot it like 2 feet over. I have to do the same thing in our living room all the time.
What about an external antenna that you locate on the roof or higher if you are in an outlying area?
Yeah.
That could be effective. But again, you got to make sure you get the digital type antenna.
Right.
And so, they can be somewhat directional.
Yes. When we did all this security stuff years and years and years ago to consolidate communication, that's when all this whole digital thing was happening. And unfortunately, like I said, the signals just aren't as strong.
And maybe you could do a search engine or the old-fashioned phone book or whatever, because sometimes there are people in your community that run like an electronic shop or whatever that'll specialize in helping you to receive these signals. And it might be worth the investment versus the old cable, which I feel the pain of.
Yeah, it's like a car payment.
Monthly. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. All right. Great stuff, everybody. It is 728. It's the Bob Rose Show. You can get it on podcast wherever you normally get your podcast. Just hit subscribe. Coming up, TV Icon, feeding firefighters. I love it. It's a good story. I'll share it with you next. 97.3 The Sky.
Inauguration Day.
He made history.
Trump.
On day one, I will terminate every single open border policy.
A historic new America.
Drill, baby, drill.
Happens on the sky.
And we will immediately begin a brand new Trump economic boom.
A new way.
Great country with low taxes and strong military.
This.
We have a window of opportunity.
Is.
And we've got to be ready to govern.
It.
And we've got to be ready to lead.
News Talk 97.3.
We're going to turn this country around so fast.
The sky.
The sky.
It's been a wild year.
Increasing inflation. Israel.
Ukraine. Syria.
What a year.
47th president and your 45th president.
And what happens in 2025?
Act of terrorism.
New Congress. House Speaker.
Happens here.
Buckle your seatbelts.
97.3. The sky.
A shout out to the Space Coast. Way to go. Launched a big old rocket early this morning, about 2 a.m. This is a part of the deal that Jeff Bezos is involved in, Blue Origin. They sent a massive New Glenn rocket on his first flight. This thing is 320 feet tall.
It's huge.
Seven engines, and they all fired, and everything went well, and way to go. I love it.
Nice.
I love it. It is 7:34, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. We appreciate you taking us along wherever you're going, or whether you're just sitting there twiddling your thumbs, whatever the case may be. We're glad because you have a lot of options and choices. Although radio is, the original free wireless device. You're welcome. Jay Leno Remember him? I thought he was pretty fair-minded in his humor.
He kept it balanced picked on the
left
on the
and the right. I thought.
Yeah. On the air, he did, yeah.
He said something recently, but I'll get to that. But I like people that put their money where their mouth is, okay? And Jay Leno spent about $21,000 to feed the L.A. Fire Department. I think that's awesome. Yeah. Ribs, chicken, and other food they were handing out to the emergency workers and volunteers who responded to the raging L.A. fires. And he's not done. He said, man, these guys can eat.
Wow, that's great.
They went through the whole thing. We need more food. Mm. Leno's 74 now. He said, so we got more food today, and we're going to get more food tomorrow and more food on today, which would be Thursday. Mm-hmm. But wow. And he said, look, this firefighting operation is like a military base. And he said, and look around. Place looks like Hiroshima. Mm. And everybody thinks of Malibu, that it's heaven. And he goes, well, now it's heaven and hell, literally. He said, over there, nothing. Over there, just chimneys that are standing. He said, even in a war zone, you'd see some buildings and some walls. But he said, everything is gone. But people, he says, are remaining positive despite the devastation. He said, it doesn't matter what sign you have on your lawn. You know, when it comes down to neighbors caring for one another, I haven't heard one political opinion. I just heard people ask, hey, how can we save this? But then he did mention that he's buddies with James Woods, who is definitely considered conservative there amongst the L.A. acting
very
folks.
Much so.
And he's also been a vocal critic of the fire department there for promoting diversity. I don't know that it's really fair to say it that way. It's DEI.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you strive for diversity, but you still have to pick the best of the best when it comes to filling positions.
You don't lower standards.
Well, again, it's life and death. Okay. Yeah. It is literally life and death. Want the best people qualified for the job anyway. And he said that, James is a good friend of mine. Then he went on to say, we're probably on opposite sides politically. Really?
Well, like I said, I think he's always leaned left. He just kept it fair on the air, kind of the way Carson did. It's all these others kind of went way radical, pushing their agenda. Those guys didn't do that.
I just find it interesting. Like, I know he loves all kinds of vehicles, cars and motorcycles and steam engines. But the vast majority of his collection is gasoline combustion powered.
Yes, they are.
And
yes,
so I just wondered, do you really consider yourself on the opposite side politically? So you're for like open borders and stuff? He can do whatever he wants. He's got plenty of money. He's putting his money where his mouth is. He's being very charitable. Mm-hmm. And so he could say and do whatever he wants. I would be a little bit more cautious about saying politically we're probably on opposite sides.
Right.
I'd say, I might not agree with him on everything, but here we are coming together. And, he did pay him a compliment. He said the guy's so smart. And then he brought up a story how James Woods helped this 94-year-old neighbor who he thought, I don't know if you heard the story, James Woods thought this neighbor was taken care of.
Right.
Because, the neighbor had a caretaker, 94. So he thought everything was good. And then I forget what it was that spurred him to think about it and go, I better check just in case. Oh. I assume the caretaker. Okay. Well, I think it was a case of where the caretaker, they wouldn't let the caretaker go back into the neighborhood while it was burning.
Okay.
They said, don't worry, we'll get the guy out of there.
But nobody did anything.
Well,
apparently at that point,
Things pop up all of a sudden. You're called over here.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Wow.
So he helped to save that person's life. And what's interesting about it? So one good deed deserves another. And there was a guy in James Woods' neighborhood that stayed all night and saved James Woods' home. He thought it was gone for sure.
Wow.
So
that's awesome.
Yeah, it is. Look, because you got to look for these silver linings, these positive stories when devastation occurs. You go, okay, what do you have? The old adage, people would say, well, there's a God. Why does it let these things happen? And all that. And I've tried to explain in my own small-minded way that sometimes, you know, bad things happen to good people so that the glory of God can be revealed. Well, it's not like God came down and said, okay, here's, you know, 40 inches of rain. God empowers us to help. Like Jay Leno feeding all those people, like James Woods going out of his way to say, I'm not sure if my neighbor got out or not.
Right.
That's us. That's the empowerment we have. And that's what brings people closer together. Mm-hmm. And I'm not shy about it. I'm not preaching to anyone, but I'm not ever going to deny my faith. One of the most powerful things ever in my life. I definitely wouldn't be here. All right. So, Jay Leno, though, I do have to throw this in there because I'm thinking sort of like he does. You know, he always has a little quip, right. Little thing. Here's my thing.
Okay.
What were the firefighters like doing all day and all night? They were battling smoke and fire.
Right.
So what do you bring them? Yeah. Barbecue?
Would you like some smoked ribs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thinking, we've smelled
just
burning things of all now.
Yeah. That is, there is an irony in there. Yeah.
Yeah. So next time, Jay.
Yeah.
Let's go with the sushi.
Yeah. When my
but you can't because it's protected.
When my brother worked for NBC Burbank, you know, that was in the era. A lot of times Jay was, he didn't have the gig yet. He was filling in for Mr. Carson, as my brother always referred to him as. And it was interesting because, yeah, it was always cool about Jay because you were talking about him being a car guy. He would drive various things to the studio mm-hmm. all the days he was filling in. And one day he drove one of his old Lamborghinis in.
Really?
And the show's over. He's getting ready to check out. Car won't start. Just won't start. So Jay ends up getting some help to push it away because where it was parked, like, you're kind of on the other side of the fence. Everybody's kind of watching, you know, kind of the groupies or whatever. He's out there crawling under it, wrenching it on it himself, got it going, and went on his merry way. So just, he actually, he's not just a collector. He actually understands
them. Oh, no, he loves it. I've seen a couple of specials featuring him, and one of them was like a steam engine that, you know, he helped to refurbish. But I think part of his point was the steam engine, the one he had was 100 years old. Mm-hmm. And he said, yeah, we had to redo some stuff on it, but not that much as you'd think. In other words, this was built to run and run and run and run. So, not the case these days. Ask Greg about his dishwasher.
Oh, yeah. It stopped working yesterday.
So.
Yeah. It's 4 years old. 4 years old in December.
Remember David Axelrod?
Oh, yeah.
He was an Obama advisor. You know, he's one of them political hacks that pops up here and there. He was on with Anderson Cooper. It was his show, but Jake Tapper was there. Anyway, Jake Tapper said, so what's your response to tonight's speech? Referring to Biden's farewell speech that I'm sure he wrote himself. Axelrod said, listen, get ready for this, okay?
Uh-oh.
Listen, I think this was maybe one of the best speeches I've ever heard Joe Biden give.
What?
That's what he said.
Okay, that has as much weight as when all of Hollywood and the White House were going, Joe's as sharp as he's ever been, and we can't even keep up with
it. That's what it sounds like to me.
That's how much credibility that has. None whatsoever.
He said, now, then he went on. He said, look, and the reason is he made the speech about the country. Made the speech about the country.
What speech was he hearing?
Well, I guess when he says it's about the country, he means the dire warning of the evil dictator of Donald Trump and his oligarch friends.
Now, that's the speech I heard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He said, yes.
Wow.
He claimed credit for progress, but the speech was about the country that he believes in, the country that he sees the challenges and threats that he sees. Challenges and threats.
You're looking in the mirror?
That he created?
Yeah.
By overspending at the tail end of COVID, setting us into this huge inflationary inferno, and then other challenges and threats like, a wide open border that he purposefully allowed to be wide open and let everybody just come on in. We'll pick a date, or we'll give you this thing we call parole, where we just, we trust you. If we call you, you know, answer the call, whatever.
Uh-huh.
I just, and he said, ultimately, it was a very optimistic speech.
What?
I did not feel optimistic at all.
I missed that part, too.
Yeah. Wow. Maybe a little more grease in that old axle rod.
Uh-huh.
It might, you know, the brain might work in a more efficient way.
Wow.
I don't know. Hey, it is 7:45 on this Thursday. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We're going to talk about red dye number 3 because it's going away. Details coming up. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Sean Hannity.
What do you think these known terrorists are plotting to do in this country?
Weekdays, 3 p.m.
Finally, Mayorkas, even he's now admitting that violent migrant crime is exploding.
On News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Better late than never. The government's really out to protect us. Really?
Okay. Wow, that's breaking news.
Woo! Yeah, I'll explain. It is 7:50, 10 minutes till 8 o'clock. It's the Bob Rose Show, available on podcast. You'll never miss a minute of the show. You can download it wherever you normally get your podcasts, including the Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. And just click subscribe, and you're in. Yep. Greg Cassidy is here as well, as per usual. So here's your story. The government, very quick to act.
Yeah.
The Food and Drug Administration has banned the use of synthetic food dye red number 3. Because it's linked to cancer in test animals. According to health officials, this information coming out Wednesday, but there was information that, well, 35 years ago, red dye number 3 was prohibited from cosmetic products.
Isn't that ironic? Now, you can't put it on your face or on your lips.
But you can put it in your mouth and swallow it.
Go ahead and just eat it. It'll be all right. It'll be fine.
Yeah, maybe they thought your bile and your stomach acid would nullify its carcinogen-like effects. I don't know.
Can I go down the conspiratorial trail that you might agree with?
You're always welcome to do that.
I'll bet you there's some big corporation that...
No way!
Yeah, see, I knew it.
No way!
Yeah.
FDA officials said the agency is revoking the authorization for the use of FD&C Red number 3 as a matter of law based on the Delaney Clause of the Federal Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act. The announcement cited two studies showed cancer in laboratory male rats exposed to high levels of FD&C Red number 3 due to a rat-specific hormonal mechanism, though tests on other animals and humans did not show these effects. It was originally approved for use in foods in 1907. That's right, 1907. It is red dye number 3. It is made from petroleum.
Really?
For the FDI. Yeah, FDA. Yeah, petroleum.
That's interesting. Although, you know, all these anti-oil people, and I know people, you've seen this in memes and whatever. If you could go into their home and take away everything that was made by petroleum... Because they're all anti-fuel, anti-oil company.
So
everything. Unless it was made from plant-based, you know, all the plastics, all the things in their home. They have no clue what petroleum products are in.
Yes, I really agree with that. So this was the subject of decades-long banning effort by the agency after it first became aware of lab rats growing tumors when exposed in high doses. The dye, which has already been banned in Australia, Japan, and all of the European Union, is common in American candy.
Oh, yeah.
So not just a dye that most likely would be consumed by adults.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, kids, including, open your mouth wide for this one.
Uh-oh.
Pez.
What? Come on.
Yep. Double bubble gum.
Okay, I remember that.
And Jelly Belly jelly beans.
Oh. Got to be in your Fruit Loops, too. Don't you know it?
I thought it was because I thought that's when this sort of first came up. But anyway, it's also in a lot of baked goods, muffins, toaster pastries, cookies with red icing or decorations. It also is found in several sodas, strawberry-flavored milks, and, one of my favorites, maraschino cherries.
Really?
Yeah.
That color isn't natural?
Yeah.
I mean,
was the first giveaway on that one?
Yeah. I mean, the syrup that those things are floating around in, my goodness.
You say syrup?
I did.
Some medications and supplements contain red dye number three, like cough syrups.
Ugh.
Gummy vitamins.
I can see that.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
I've got this really bad cough. Here, this will produce a tumor. That'll help your cough. Right? Hey, I'm not feeling that great. I think I need some vitamins. Here, chew on these.
Have a tumor. Yeah.
It's crazy.
It is.
Anyway, it's going to be banned now, so that's the good news. I just, what took him so long?
Look who's coming down the road. It's RFK Jr.
Exactly. That might be some of the pressure.
Prompting them a little bit.
Food manufacturers actually, though, will have until January 15th of 2027.
Wow.
Your tumor will only grow 4 more centimeters.
You'll be fine.
I never thought that, you know, we could joke about tumors, but here we are.
Wow.
Anyway, they have until that time to remove the dye from their products.
Here's what they could do. They could probably ask one of those other countries, hey, what are you guys using to replace that red dye number three? And just start using it. Crazy thought, I know.
I mean, sounds simplistic. What is the FDA? I mean, isn't this the very reason why it exists?
Yeah, where's the teeth here is what we'd like to know. Come on.
The teeth? Mm-hmm. We've been using white dye number two.
Well, that's a whole other story.
Yeah, a little hydrogen peroxide, and
that works.
That should work for
a little
you.
Little fluoride, anyone? Oh,
no. Okay. It's bad now.
Yeah, I know.
You got to keep track.
I remember in high school they were talking about taking that out in high school, and that's been a couple of years ago.
Well, when it first came around, that I recall, you were like a quacky, kooky person when you said that.
Yeah.
You're like, what? Because we had been taught, hey, the reason your teeth aren't rotted out of your head like they are for so many of your English cousins are because you have fluoride in your water. And I'm like, oh, that's so great.
And toothpaste, for goodness sakes. Let's just scrub it right in every little, you know, nook and cranny of our teeth.
Well, I mean, if you're rinsing, and spitting, and I'm not trying to say it's okay, but that would be different than ingesting it every time you drink a glass of water.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So, and look, there's a lot of bad stuff and a lot of stuff that we consume. And that's one of the reasons why we had Nurse Carrie on yesterday to really sort of, I don't know, get help to get the message out that there are some basic things we can do to feel better, and especially, you know, for your kids. That's where I think you're going to have the greatest impact, positive if you're doing it right, or negative if you're doing it wrong. I mean, the obesity rates in the U.S. are just absolutely out of control. All right. So, remember the big ceasefire that every news organization was talking about yesterday afternoon? It was big news. It was breaking news. But apparently might be a little bit of a standby stalemate kind of a thing going on right now, as Netanyahu's office has accused Hamas, without going into too great a detail, of trying to attempt to extort last-minute concessions. So they haven't officially gotten the A-OK. Our gun guy, Luis Valdez from Gun Owners of America, is going to join us next. Talk about this early meeting of the Florida legislators. That could be a good thing, right? Details on the way. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
This is Sky News.
The nomination of Pam Bondi.
We have got to work together to make America safe again.
Trending stories.
Marco Rubio, the State Department.
And why they matter.
Strong America engaged in the world to promote peace abroad and security and prosperity here at home.
North Central Florida's news station.
News that so many people have been waiting months.
A ceasefire deal has been reached between Israel and Hamas.
Hostages will begin to return home.
On air and everywhere on the Odyssey app. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.